Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me right here on Convos with Mr. Cooper. This show is going to be a little different because times are a little different. If you're hearing this right now, there are a lot of things that has transpired within the past few weeks here in America. The death of Breonna Taylor at the hands of rogue cops issuing a no-knock warrant and just busting in this woman's place and shooting her dead. No accountability. The death, all-out execution of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia by a total of three white men. Two men that chased him down in a truck, and one that basically surrounded him in a car behind him. America watched as this man ran to avoid being shot down and was shot in the chest with a shotgun and ran a few steps and could jog no more. No accountability. Most recently, the death and public execution of one Mr. George Floyd, who you can see on national television as a police officer, put not only his knee, but the weight, the full weight of his body through his knee on the back of George Floyd's neck, causing him to plead for his life, plead for his mother, pleading for the cops not to kill him as his life slowly left his body and he was taken away from this earth. Those are just three examples, not talking points, but three things that actually happened where the police taken another black life. I'm not going to fully go into how I feel at this moment. And I'm sure later on, because this is something that has been going on for over 400 years. And this is something that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime, let alone as my children are getting older. This is something that I never thought that they would have to see. But this is life. This has been life. So now, beyond talking about it, beyond posting about it, beyond your Black Lives Matters, against your All Lives Matter, beyond any way that people are feeling right now at this moment, this is a serious time for change. This is a shift that's going on in this world. And I don't know about you, but it's long overdue that we, as Black Americans, get equal the rights of every other American on this earth. We are not animals. We are not less than. We come from a lineage of kings and queens. We are a royal people. We are God's people. I am a black man, a son, a brother, a husband, a father. We need to stand as one. In this episode, I decided to play a excerpt, maybe a 30-minute excerpt, of a conversation that I had with my business partner, one Blaze Hunter. I was a guest on his live, and there were topics that we touched on that I don't just want to fly past. I don't want it to go over people's head. And I wanted everyone that wasn't on that live that listens to convos from everywhere that you stream this podcast, I wanted you all to hear this conversation. I want you all to open your ears. I want you all to allow yourself to be enlightened by what you hear. And at the end of it, if you want to talk to me, you reach out to me at The Real Mr. Cooper on Twitter, at The Real Mr. Cooper on Instagram, and I'm able to talk. We can talk it out. One thing, though, I do not accept disrespect, and I do not accept ignorant ways of thinking. We can always agree to disagree, but it'll always be done in respect. So when we come back, the next thing that you will hear is the conversation between Blaze Hunter and myself. I am Mr. Cooper, and this is Convos. We'll be right back. You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
All right, yo, bro. So what's going on with you, bro?
Man, busy day, bro, as you already know.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to actually call last night. And I'm just glad we're able to do it today. I caught a little bit of the live earlier. It's better late than never. So, you know, let's get into it.
Definitely, man. So, yeah, we just dive right in. And all honesty, and man, first off, I do appreciate you. Of course, you know, taking the time. You know what we got going on, Signature Cities Network. These schedules are super busy. You feel me? So,
but anything for you though, man. You're the partner though. So you know,
yay.
Anything for you.
Straight up, man.
But this is not just for you. It's not just for me.
Come on.
This goes beyond being an artist, businessman. It's just about being a human being. So, yeah, man, I heard what you said earlier about, you know, hate can't beat out hate. And you are right in that.
Yeah.
No matter how angry I feel inside, my first instinct is protecting my family.
Yes.
I mean, in these times and in everything that we see on television, things that are programmed, by the way, everybody, you know, things that are, you know, programmed, there are a lot of facts that we all don't know, and there are a lot of facts that probably may not ever come out.
Yeah.
You know, but all I can say is the higher-ups and the powers that be play on emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And they play on just sheer fear. You know what I'm saying? And first and foremost, I want to get that out of the way. Love beats hate. Love beats fear. You know what I'm saying? We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And to be totally honest, if you have trust and faith in God, you shouldn't fear anything.
Come on, amen.
You know, and what I would like to say while we have this platform, because most of you don't know, me and Blaze, we talk every day. we have to,
yeah.
But not just because we're business partners and things of that nature. This is really my brother, you know what I'm saying, from another mother. This is my bro. So there are things that he, you know, that's shared between the both of us in this quest to greatness, in this quest for independence, in this quest to just bring a new change in the genre of music and entertainment and everywhere we are. But we can't just sit idly by and not speak on the things that affect us. I have sons, I have daughters, we have nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? We have brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, and no disrespect to anybody, but there's no one race being more persecuted than the black race.
Yeah.
And so first and foremost, to any and everybody that throws these statements and these phrases out, I don't see race. I don't see color. I get where your heart is when you're saying that, but those are naive words, because everybody sees race, everybody sees color, but it's what you do. It shows the type of compassion and human being that you are and how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
I to pick a phrase from a famous comedian who I'm getting to know, T.K. Kirkland, who raised these fools, bro?
For real.
Who raised them? This police officer, or lack thereof, had his foot on this man's neck, on the corroded artery. Now, I love mixed martial arts, especially in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
There are ways to take a person out with that that artery. When you can either put someone to sleep or completely break their neck with how he had his knee and his weight. All of his weight was on his left. His right, if you look at the video, his right leg was loose.
Yeah.
So that means all of the weight was on left knee. All of his weight was shifted. Then he had his hands in his pockets. I'm going to set the scene because I know people watched it, but you got to really, really pay attention. He had his leg down. That's a pin. The knee almost to mid-chin, covering the entire back of his neck. The point of the knee was right at the end, almost to where your medulla.
Yeah.
Almost back there. So he's face down almost. He's only able to turn kind of catacorner where his mouth is because he can't move his neck the other way. So if he moves anymore, he's literally kissing the floor. He's kissing pavement. Now, the other camera angle, forget the other little short Jackie Chan. I'm sorry. Forget the other little short, you know, that was just standing there trying to be, you know, Hulk Hogan or whatever he was trying to be at the time. But there's another camera that was catching it from across the street. Now, you got one guy with all of his weight on his neck and on his shoulders from the back, and you have two other officers, one on the middle of his back to his buttocks, and the other one on his legs. So he's getting no circulation coming from his legs to his back to his neck.
Dang.
To breathe. So keep that in mind. Once you have somebody subdued, and it took three of you or four to subdue him, and he's down and the handcuffs are on, and he's begging for help, and he's telling you he can't breathe, and he's pleading with you, don't kill me, because he's feeling his life slip away as you're on his neck. So That's the first thing I wanted to touch on. And to everybody that's watching this, man, don't get caught up in the media. Don't get caught up in different stories and what you're seeing in the media. You know, you have eyes. We all have access. You have eyes. You saw what it was. So that's what it is. I have to kind of deprogram myself from social media a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not promoting what I'm promoting, I'm not on it. I'm not looking. A lot can take you off course if you pay too much attention to that.
Yes.
You know, and there are a lot of people acting off of emotion, and rightfully so in our community. Rightfully so. It's a right to be angry. Now, the next thing that I wanted to touch on is the rioting. There were, of course, you saw rioting, and of course, you saw people looting, going into Targets, burnt down the auto store, the Advanced Auto Parts store. What I found out yesterday, there was a cop, whether he's a crooked cop or not, it's found out that he's a cop.
Yeah.
And before any of that stuff was going on, there was peaceful protest. Nobody was breaking anything. Nobody was doing anything. And truth be told, guy, in all of these different scenarios where there's been rioting, there's been police involved, there's been undercover police involved, there's been plainclothes officers on the side of the people that's peacefully protesting, inciting riots, inciting all of these things. But people don't want to admit to that, and people, you know, people are closed-minded and closed off. Like, no, okay, yeah, rioting is wrong. The problem I have with it, to be totally honest, is cutting down on your own neighborhoods.
Yes. Oh, disgusting.
I mean, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. And in some of those neighborhoods in goddamn Minnesota, I don't know if you saw, especially at the black-owned companies. Yeah. Or the black owned store, they were scrapped up. Come in here if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Come in if you want to. It's not happening. So you have to pay attention. The media is only pinpointing certain spots in certain places.
Yeah.
Just as much as it was black folks out there running up in Target and all of that stuff, it was equally amount of Caucasian people and other races doing the same thing.
Yep.
See, what I have a problem with is people using the tragedy of what really happened to go and do this, to go and take. Because taking from these people like the guy that number 45, people like him could come on and tweet and say, when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Mm.
So you're saying that since they're looting and stealing, basically taking things, really think about this, guys.
Yeah.
Really taking things that can be replaced, materialistic things that can be replaced. Your answer is to shoot with them. I'm going to say it again. Things. Materialistic things that don't mean anything that can easily be replaced by the corporations or the companies that house these things.
Yeah.
Corporations that have insurance on the buildings and all of these things. This happens. Your answer and solution as the president of these United States is to send the National Guard in to go and shoot.
It's crazy. And then what it is like the argument can be, oh, well, don't put yourself in that position so it won't happen. But when you got undercover cops starting the riots in the first place and starting the chaos, then they go and they start the shooting. It's like, it's hard to not feel like it's an agenda, and it's crazy.
It's hard. Look, I can't speak for anybody else.
Yeah.
I can't speak for, you know, those people over there. My heart goes out to George Floyd's family, to his daughters that's left behind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To his mom, to his cousins, to his brothers. You know, and what I hate is people using anybody that's planning on using this as a political point,
yeah,
anybody, any star, because you don't hear a lot of, you don't hear a lot of people speaking up because people scared to lose their money.
Yeah.
People scared to lose their position. But yeah, guess what? With the coronavirus and all of this hit, you already lost your position.
Exactly.
Your position gone.
Gone.
So you have nothing to lose. But it's a good thing that we are here and we have a voice and we are using our voice.
Yes.
To say, you know, love is love, but stay woke.
Yes.
Please stay woke. You know, that's not just a phrase, it's real. And I can get deep into a lot of things, but you'll start hearing a lot of different content on Convos, trust me. See that right back there?
Yep, Convos. You'll start hearing cool.
A lot of yes, different sir. Content. There are things that it's gonna ruffle a little bit of feathers.
Oh yeah.
But trust me and believe me when I say this. I don't give a
yep. The word rhymes with duck, ladies and gentlemen. And
I'm keeping it clean because my guy's clean. So I'm keeping it clean for you,
bro. I appreciate you, bro. And what's crazy is just like how you said, love is love, but stay woke. Just as much as I'm God fearing and you know I believe in Jesus, Christian, still that don't mean that you're not supposed to, that you know staying woke is you being fearful or you not you know not being a man of God. Nuh-uh. That's mean you're using the wisdom. Right. Oh, he no, blessed you with wisdom. You feel me? So use your wisdom. Trust keep me. Your eyes open. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you have to use your wisdom. You have to use your wisdom. You know what I mean? And don't be fooled by what you hear. And to everybody that's listening, don't let a lot of this stuff into your spirit, into your energy, into your space.
Exactly. Like there's cops out there. Like I said, I know some personally, you feel me, that it sucks that they're going through this situation because they like, dog, these other dudes making us look bad. I'm out here helping people. And now I got to watch my six, watch my back and be on point because it, you know, because they got everybody trigger happy at us now. You know what I'm saying? So see, I'm not. We're not telling. It's yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, bro. You know what? I do have to point this out, and this gonna have everybody really go do your research. If you really care, you know, the only way it's gonna change is if all of us stand together.
Yes.
That's the only way it's gonna change. If you do your history. I believe, I'm not mistaken, it's, I don't know, man, but I know Lizzo even posted something on this, and I learned about this. You know, if you look at the original sheriff's badge, it was a slave catcher badge. People were paid by the city, by the members of the community, i.e. taxes, to go and hunt down free slaves.
Dang.
Fast forward, that same bag is what sheriffs wear. So I'm saying this. If you want to change it, if anybody wants to change it, yeah, it starts with legislation, but everybody has to stand together and point out and really stand back and really point out and really tell people, really stand up with no fear and say that this country has put the police department as an entire organization is corrupt with racism. It is. It's not hard to say.
Yeah.
It's the freaking truth.
It's facts.
These are facts. So the only way that's going to change, really, besides dipping in their pockets.
Yeah.
You dip in their pockets and mess with their money. Oh, yeah. It's something else.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The only way that's going to change is if people on both sides of the aisle stand up and take that into account.
Oh, yeah.
And make that. And because, look, bro, did you see this? Did you see this old video from like the 60s? I think it was up on TI page.
Uh huh.
It was these little girls, these little black girls riding their bikes through the neighborhood. And there were a bunch of white kids. I'm talking about maybe 20 to 30 white kids calling them out of all their names. And white kids from teenagers, maybe little young adults and younger, throwing stuff at them, telling them they better turn around. Now, this is 1960s. This is around the time my mom was born.
Yeah.
But, you know, from Florida, so we're a different kind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But to see that, to see something like that that happened 45 years ago, and our president is number what? 45?
Dang.
Okay. This happened 45 years ago. And these little girls were hurt. So they were hurt. They were so, but they were so eloquent in their speaking. And how could you treat a person like that? You treating us like a dog. You treating me. And you see these little kids, these little white kids, get out of here, nigger. Move, nigga. Don't come down here. And all they doing is trying to have a good time riding their bikes. And you see the little girl that looked like it could be my daughter's age. My daughter today, it looks like it could be my daughter's age, saying we don't hurt nobody. But when they ride down, if they ride through here, we're not trying to hurt nobody or push them or tell them to get out. Bro, yeah. You know how much that junk hurt me? I wasn't even born in that time, but God know. God know. He know. He know when he put me on this earth or when he put my wife on this earth. He knew. Because around that time, I wouldn't have had. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Don't let this smooth taste fool you, brother.
Come on.
It's nothing. I'd have laid any of everybody out that tried to come. And that's my only concern. You know what I mean? You mess with my daughters, you mess with my son, you mess with my wife, you mess with my family, you mess with my people. I'm hunting your head. I'm on you. But until that happens, until that comes around, peace is what I wear on me.
Yeah, man. You know? And another thing, like you were saying, about things that has to be done. One of the things that really have to be done, and I touched on earlier on the live before, where we got to get our house in order at the same time too. That's another way. We can't work together if our stuff ain't in order. You know what I'm saying? We have to be a body and act as a body. Like, for example, if I mess around and stub my finger or whatever, what's the first thing you naturally do? You go right to you. You put your finger in your mouth or whatever. That's the body immediately off a reflex. Help, you know what I'm saying? But if we acting this way, the body ain't on point. You the hand, the hand get toe up. I mean, you know, the head get toe up, but then you know whoever the head is, like, nah, I'm straight. And they mindset ain't gonna help you out. Let's suffer. It's like the body don't function that way. You know what I'm saying? And that's how our communities are. We got to get in a position where we're not giving them, like, they've been abusing us regardless, but let's not give them more of a reason to continue to abuse us. We got to be stronger together.
You know what that is too, though? It's a lot of trauma that's been handed down, bro.
Yeah.
Generations of trauma. You know, it irks me when I hear certain people say, okay, for instance, okay, Ben, we just seen this cop do what he did. And we've seen plenty of other cops, you know, do that. Most, you know, to us here at home, we saw a plainclothes cop in Palm Beach Gardens a couple years back pull up on one of the most caring people in the world, Corey Jones.
Yeah.
Who was a musician, who was just leaving a church gig from playing drums, and his tire got busted on the side of the road, and a plainclothes officer pulled up on him from off the highway the opposite way pulling up and shot this man and killed this man. And had it not been for him being on the phone with AT&T roadside recording the whole situation,
exactly,
this man got off. But it was recording.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Another thing I want to speak on too. When we start hearing these, we start seeing these things and seeing people attack, I don't care what color you are. When you start seeing injustice, because the taxes that we all pay as people go to paying their salaries. They work for us. But you got to be mindful in that.
Yeah.
You have to be mindful and know that. So you have to kill them with knowledge.
Yes.
I know the man and you want to just go. I know the woman and you want, you know what I'm saying? But you got to kill him with knowledge. And knowledge will beat out a lot.
Yes.
Knowledge carry you a whole, you know what I'm saying? But they work for us.
Come on.
And you have to know. So whenever social media has conditioned this thing so much to the point to where now it's somebody getting attacked or whatever, we watch it. And that is the same mentality how it was when the slave owner used to pull the slave, the biggest men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The strongest men, bring them out in front of their families and other families on the plantation and either beat them, tar them, kill them in front just to prove a point, just to show you that you don't have any power. That's the mentality. So when I hear certain people say, when these cop situations happen and people die, and then I hear certain people say, well, you know, the black, you know, this black on black crime, or man, get out of here with that, because yeah. This was put on us. You can't say the black on black crime, you gotta stop black on black crime, you gotta do it within your own community, when it was put on us to be in this position in our own community. Drugs didn't just magically appear in our communities. Guns didn't just magically appear in our communities.
Yeah.
It did. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Last time I checked, a lot of people don't have passports where we came from. So people weren't going over to Colombia and all that stuff getting, you know what I mean? People weren't going to Germany and all that stuff getting guns and stuff. They were brought in these communities, and it's still being done like that today. So all I'm saying is, just be mindful, learn, get knowledge is key, you know what I'm saying? And don't be so quick to act.
Yeah, exactly.
Breathe.
Yes.
Take a break, take care of home first, but still be a human, still show your compassion. You know, and like I said, my love goes out to George Floyd and his family.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Just because of this message I got, I'm going to say this. Just to be clear, because I already see people take stuff completely out of context. Just because he was just saying about get out of here with that black on black argument that y'all make, he's not saying that it don't need to be stopped and don't need to be fixed and don't need to be handled. Yes, we still do.
Hold on. Let me.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
I can't see not one comment on that. I'm going to tell y'all like this. Real talk. If you're not black, you shouldn't speak on it. To be honest, that's me. Because it's not happening to you. There's no such thing as white on white crime when a white man go and kill, you know what I mean, kill his wife or do. There's no such thing as that. So that's what I'm saying. Don't say black on black crime. Crime is crime. You know what I'm saying? A tragedy is a tragedy. But it's just in our communities. Fact is fact. It's trauma. Period. If you don't like it, and I'm speaking for me, if you don't like it, tough titties. It's fact. And you can't outdo facts. Look it up. Period. Google is there for a reason. Matter of fact, let me give y'all some homework because it's so small. Go and find the Willie Lynch letter. Go and read the Willie Lynch letter. It's short. I know a lot of people have, you know, short attention spans these days, but it's a short read, but a very freaking powerful.
Yes, very powerful.
And once you do, feel free to come back to this particular forum and leave a comment on what you think, and you know what I'm saying, I want you to read it from an objective point. Take the fact of whatever race you are, whatever, first of all, we just humans, so take the fact of whatever race you are out of the equation and just read it for what the words on the paper are, and then tell me if 100 years later, if what was put in that letter isn't what's happening today.
Come on. Somebody said earlier that he watched a Malcolm X speech and it was like, you would be surprised that he wasn't talking about today.
Come on. come on. You know, so all I'm saying is the stuff it has to be talked about, and it's going to be talked about even, these things are going to be talked about even more. And as far as these riots and things like that, people are angry, man. People are hurting. It go beyond angry. People are hurting because people have been persecuting. People have been beat on. People have been spit on. People have been hurt, bro. People have been killed, especially here in Florida. So if it's in Florida, I know it's in Georgia. I know it's in North Carolina. Yeah. I know it's in Texas. I know it's everywhere, bro. It's everywhere. It's all over the United States. And it don't just stop with us. But the only way it's going to change, really, is if we all come together as a people.
Yes.
And not let government and things of that nature keep separating us. Do y'all not know that this world is controlled by a short few? And I don't know about you, but when I was born, I didn't ask to be governed by anybody.
Yeah.
Think about this, y'all. The coronavirus hit, and they say, hey, you know what? Hey, shut down these jobs. Everybody fired. Go home. Not everybody on unemployment or applying for unemployment. Just think about that. These people, in this short time, and now they all of a sudden just said, you know what, everybody? Okay, everything reopened now. Come on.
Yeah.
Everything reopened now. Everybody come on out. It's control. We're not talking about the virus, but I'm just saying it's a mind state of control. But we, the people, have control.
Facts.
We just got to utilize it in the right way. I'm going to utilize it with my voice, whether anybody like it or not. And don't get it twisted. It goes beyond music to me. You know what I'm saying? It goes beyond anything you hear, anytime you see me in the comments or anything like that. I don't need to. We really don't need to do music. As you can see, the businesses are flowing. Y'all know what that is.
Yes, sir.
Combo, the Signature Series Network, partners. Everything is moving on that end. But we are definitely going to use these platforms that we have our voices heard loud and clear.
Amen. Real talk.
Loud and clear. So respect to everybody that came on. Respect to everybody that showed up back on the live to come here. And much love to you, Blaze. I'm actually going to get with my family and talk to my children.
Definitely.
Love on my wife.
Yes, sir.
And
Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Welcome back to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. And what you just heard was an excerpt of myself and my partner, Blaze Hunter. Thank you, Blaze, for having me on your show. Being able to utilize your platform to speak truth to power. Just like we're doing here on Convos. What you heard is just a small portion of what we go through as Black Americans. What I have yet to hear from leadership on all sides is the obvious solution. One, recognizing that we have a problem. In my opinion, one of the biggest problems since before I was born and beyond. Hate. Hatred for my skin color. Whether you want to disguise it, it is what it is. It's hate. And hate can't beat out hate. That was the message on that show. Love beats out hate. I would challenge everyone that hears the sound of my voice to do the same thing that I mentioned on that show. Do some homework for yourself. Read the Willie Lynch letter. Read the Cornerstone speech. see how the Willie Lynch letter affects the entire black community today. Take yourself being of a different race out of the equation. Well, not necessarily out of the equation, but put yourself in the shoes of those who the Willie Lynch letter was referring to, which is us, black Americans, black people, people of the African race. It's time to have those uncomfortable conversations. It's long overdue. It's time to stand up those that are not people of color and that don't believe or succumb to racism or peer pressure to be racist because of how you grew up. I commend those that are standing up for us and with us. I want a better life for my children. A better life than the ones that was provided for myself and my parents and their parents and the lineage before. This is tough. This is fucking tough. But this too shall pass. We are a resilient people. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support for Convos and myself. Continue to show compassion. Continue to show love to your fellow man. Like my son Trevo said, we all bleed red. Think about that. And nothing is going to change until we first change ourselves. And second, that we realize that we are stronger together than apart. This has been Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper.